Eloise?
As I've always said, John, hanging is too good for that picture.
Oh, now, Eloise, Aunt Emma did give it to us. And after all, I am her favorite relative.
Well, you're the only relative she still speaks to.
Well, that makes me her favorite, doesn't it? Oh, I hope Dennis doesn't come bothering the poor soul while she's here.
That's not what's bothering you, John Wilson. You're afraid she'll leave her money to those pet charities of hers instead of you.
Well, I must admit I'd feel easier in my mind if we could count on Aunt Emma leaving us her money. If anything happened to me, what would you be left with? A few thousand in insurance, an old house with a mortgage as big as this living room, and a trunk full of old stories that I haven't been able to sell.
You forgot one thing, dear.
What's that?
I'd also be left with a lifetime of wonderful memories.
Ah, yes, you would, wouldn't you? But just try eating them sometime when you're hungry. Some charities. The East Bend Bird Bath Association. The Save Our Chipmunk Society. The Square Dancing Club for Retired Carpenters. Say, did you buy enough tea? You know what a tea drinker she is.
Dear, if I bought any more tea, the English would have to switch to coffee.
I still wish I could count on your having Aunt Emma's money in case I departed unexpectedly.
Just what makes you so sure that you will depart unexpectedly before I do?
Statistics show that we men usually do. Oh. Evidently, you women nag us to death.
Now, John Wilson, I do not nag. Dear, don't you think we ought to call the state...
Now, Eloise, I've told you a dozen times, Aunt Emma's train doesn't arrive until 10:30. Now, I have a memory like an elephant. If that's Dennis, tell him I've gone to the North Pole for Christmas.
Aunt Emma!
Why didn't that silly husband of yours come and meet me?
He was busy being nagged.
Aunt Emma, you're early.
The train was 2 minutes late.
Stop pecking me.
I'm sorry, Aunt Emma. I mean about missing the train.
Oh, don't apologize. I expected it.
Oh. Where are you bagged?
Oh, some dear little boy is going to bring them up from the curb.
Dennis, I'll take those.
Well, I'm doing fine, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, don't pack. Give me...
Hasn't changed a bit, has he? The clumsiest boy in town.
Would you like to go up to your room now, Aunt Emma?
No, I think I'll stay here and rest a little while.
Oh, that's fine, dear. I'll go make you some hot tea.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Notice the picture on the wall, Aunt Emma?
I gave that to you 2 years ago because I detested it.
Well, it's one of our favorites.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, how come you brought that funny old picture out of the basement?
We were cleaning it down there.
How are things with you, John?
Financially, you mean? Not good, Aunt Emma. Not good at all.
Mr. Wilson's not even getting air conditioning for his new car.
The old one's falling apart, just like the one-horse shay.
That's Tommy. I gotta go now.
Well, I think we can manage without you.
I'll see you later, Aunt Emma.
I like him. He's as bright as a button, isn't he?
I prefer zippers myself. You look very well, Aunt Emma.
considering I haven't been embalmed yet.
What would be that?
My health is fine, John. My lawyer's health is even better. And I haven't decided whether to leave my money to you or to those quaint little charities you're always making fun of. Now, will you just let me relax and enjoy myself?
Hey, guess what I got new at my house?
What, Seymour?
A dumb old baby sister.
A baby sister?
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I already saw her, and she's awful. She's little and red, and she cries all the time.
Yep, that's a baby sister.
What are you going to call her?
I want to call her Oscar after my turtle that died.
Oscar isn't a girl's name, Seymour.
So what, Chuck? How many dumb old girls ever get a chance to be named after a real turtle?
Yeah.
Gee, I never thought of it that way.
Hey, you guys, let's get the game started. All right, I'll go ask Mr. Wilson to referee for us.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, here comes your tea, Aunt Emma.
Careful, John, or you'll spill it as you usually do.
I haven't spilled anything since I was 6 years old.
Wilson! You were saying, John?
Now look what you've done.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. We're going to play basketball, and we want you to referee for us.
Oh, don't be silly. You children don't need a referee.
Sure we do.
We cheat.
You can even use my whistle, if you promise not to get bubble gum in it.
Dennis, go dribble someplace else.
Now, wait a minute, John. I'll referee for the children.
You, Aunt Emma?
Oh, Aunt Emma, don't be ridiculous.
What do you know about basketball?
Well, I've never played professionally, but I've seen a lot on television.
That's okay with me. Come on, Aunt Emma.
Aunt Emma, you are not going.
We all have to go sometime, John. But in my case, don't hold your breath. Where's Aunt Emma going?
To play basketball.
Oh, that's...
Well, actually, she's refereeing, and it's all Dennis's fault.
Why? Wouldn't he let her play?
No laughing matter, Eloise. I'd better get out there before she breaks some bones.
Whose?
I want to stretch out for a minute.
Down.
If I don't sit down, I'll fall down. Thank you, Tommy.
Here's the cap.
Oh.
John, what happened?
Aunt Emma flattened him.
I was running along, minding my own business, refereeing, when this husband of yours gets in my way.
I was standing on the sideline.
Dennis, tell me, where was he standing?
Well, I guess his feet were on the sidelines, but Mr. Wilson's kind of built going forward.
It would hurt, dear.
It would be easier to say where it doesn't, Eloise.
Well, you just rest there. I'll get a hot towel. Oh, you clumsy boy.
How do you feel now, Mr. Wilson?
I presume I'll live. Thank you, Dan.
You don't look so good to me.
You don't look so good to me either, Seymour.
Your eyes are kind of bloodshot, Mr. Wilson. Yeah, and your head's kind of hot.
Yep, he's going all right.
Oh, please.
Here, dear.
Ooh, that's hot.
John, you act like that's the only head you've got.
I better get going home for lunch, Dennis.
You look awful.
Oh, yeah, miserable.
Jeez, Mr. Wilson, maybe you ought to shake your head to make sure nothing's broken inside.
Thank you, Dennis, but right now I'm happy that it's still attached to my body.
It sure was nice of you to referee for us, Aunt Emma, and I'm glad you didn't get hurt when Mr. Wilson got in your way.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. Dennis, why don't you come visit a crabby old lady sometime?
You really want me to?
Well, of course I do. It does my old bones good to see a bright, athletic little gentleman like you. You remember what a mess you were at Dennis's age?
I beg your pardon?
Come to think of it, you've changed remarkably little. Well, what are you waiting here for? Go on home and get some lunch and come back and visit me.
Okay, I'll see y'all later. Goodbye, Aunt Emma.
Oh, he's all boy. I like him. I'll call
call you when lunch is ready, Aunt Emma.
All right, dear.
Eloise, did you hear what she said?
Oh, you mean about Dennis? Oh, I thought she'd like him.
Eloise, do you suppose Aunt Emma is so eccentric that she could suddenly become attached to a little boy like Dennis and...
John Wilson, will you please stop worrying about that money?
It isn't about me that I'm worrying.
I know, dear, but it's silly to worry about me. Why, if anything did happen to you, I could always get married again.
Well, yes, I suppose... Married again? Eloise, you wouldn't dare. I tell you, Eloise, that kid's taking over my own house. He's been underfoot the whole blessed day.
That's nice, dear.
And the way he's monopolizing Aunt Emma's time, that's nice, dear. Eloise, aren't you listening to me?
Well, of course I am, dear.
I can't get a word in edgewise with my own aunt.
John, what are you carrying on about?
My favorite aunt. That's what I'm carrying on about.
There. Think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Well, I have won 4 straight games.
Well, when I want the team standings, young man, I will ask you for them.
Dennis, it's almost dinner time.
Must you talk all the time, John? Now, with the right move, I could sew up this game. Yourself, nosy.
Yoo-hoo! And Emma, I have a surprise for you. Here. And Emma, and
Hello, dear. What have you there?
Some of Aunt Emma's favorite candy. Aunt Emma!
She's next door with Dennis, dear.
Next door with Dennis? What's she doing there?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's throwing her a party.
Throwing her a party? Well, why wasn't I invited?
Probably because you weren't here.
Oh. Well, who's winning?
Did you ever see a winner at Monopoly look as disgusted as I do?
Well, Aunt Emma?
Don't push me. Don't push me. This lad of yours is a tough businessman, Henry.
I guess he's just a chip off the old block. Isn't that right, dear?
Oh, anything you say, dear.
Now, that's what I call a well-trained wife.
A well-trained wife who's going to buy a new hat today.
A new hat?
Thanks,
Emma.
Let me see now. I'll give you a piece of property with 2 houses on it. And then there's my apartment house.
Is that all?
And last but not least, I can give you my farm.
Aunt Emma!
John, next time, try the door.
Eloise, are you sure we moved all of my notes out of this desk when we were taking things down to the... Well, imagine Aunt Emma leaving her diary open for just anyone to see.
Put it away.
That's what I intend to do.
Listen to this.
Sure.
Getting fonder and fonder of dear little Dennis every day, and John is still the clumsiest. He got hit on the head again this afternoon. Eloise, she hates me.
Oh, John,
nothing. I've got to do something and do it fast, or that kid will wind up with Aunt Emma's money. The way they've been going around together for the last 3 days, I expect Dennis to give her his class pin.
Dennis is merely being kind to a little old lady.
Well, that may be so, but Aunt Emma is my little old lady. If Dennis wants to be kind to a little old lady, let him find one of his own.
And there's a daddy long legs, and that's a water bug, and there's a dumb old beetle.
Fascinating. Simply fascinating.
Well, how is my favorite aunt doing?
Oh, hello, John.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Are those bugs?
Of course not. They're the little people Dennis is experimenting with.
I could believe it. Dennis, it's nearly 9 o'clock, don't you think?
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop clucking like a nervous house mother.
Some bug collection, huh?
Dennis, without a doubt, that is the finest bug collection I have ever seen.
Have you ever had a bug collection, Aunt Emma?
My dear, I'm sorry to say that a first-class bug collection is the one thing that I have missed in my lifetime.
That's a shame. Hey, there's a pirate movie on television tomorrow night. Do you like pirates?
Well, I've never met any personally, although my late husband owned a sword belonging to Armin Yen, the famous Chinese pirate.
No kidding?
It was about this long, with real blood on the blade.
Boy, would I like to see a sword like that.
My lawyer has it for safekeeping. He was afraid I'd lose my temper and run somebody through with it.
I tell you, Eloise, Dennis has brainwashed that naive little old lady into believing that he can do nothing wrong.
John, I give up.
What are those?
Trading stamps. Only 10,000 more books and I can get a yacht.
Dennis does get her money. It's unfair to me and those other needy charities of hers.
John Wilson, just look at you. Aunt Emma's leaving day after tomorrow. But instead of enjoying her visit, you've turned yourself into a nervous wreck over nothing.
Over nothing?
Over nothing. For no reason at all, you've convinced yourself that Aunt Emma's going to leave her money to Dennis instead of you. And John, you're behaving very badly. Good night, my dear. Do you mind if I give you a kiss?
Well, if it's something you just gotta do. You're nice, Aunt Emma, for a woman.
Ooh, that does it. Scat, young man, before I get my pirate sword.
You know, Eloise, you may be right. The idea of Aunt Emma leaving her loot to Dennis is kind of ludicrous, isn't it?
Here, dear, finish this book for me.
All right. Let's see.
Well, at last you're doing something useful.
Thank you.
Incidentally, John, I decided what to do about those charities of mine.
You have?
I am bequeathing each one of them $100 and letting it go at that. You happier now?
Well, yes, yes, I am. That is a very wise decision, Aunt Emma.
Good. Now I'm going to my room to write my lawyer about Dennis.
You see, Eloise, it all... Write her lawyer about Dennis!
Hey, Mom!
Why aren't you asleep, son?
I've got a problem. Mom? Could I get a good hard-wearing handkerchief for 68 cents?
Well, yes, I'd say you could, dear.
Why, are you expecting a runny nose?
No, but Aunt Emma's leaving for home the day after tomorrow, and I want to get her a little going-away present.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Especially since 68 cents don't grow on trees for little boys.
I don't really want to get Aunt Emma any old 68-cent handkerchief.
I'm sure Aunt Emma would like whatever you give her, dear.
Well, I know what I'd really like to give her. But the trouble is, it's mine, and I kind of like it myself.
You do have a problem, don't you?
What would you do, Mom, if you were in my shoes?
Well, I'd say that if you think enough of someone to want to give him or her a gift, the more you like the gift yourself, the more you'll enjoy giving it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And I've got just the gift to enjoy giving to Aunt Emma. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, dear.
Your ticket's all taken care of. Your train leaves at 9 in the morning.
Thank you, John.
Although I wish you'd change your mind and stay a while longer.
Oh, no, I don't want to wear out my welcome. Besides, I've got to get home and water my plants.
I'll get it.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
It's you, Dennis.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Aunt Emma.
Oh, what's this?
It's a going-away present.
Apple polisher.
A going-away present?
Go ahead, open it.
Oh, shall I? Oh, for goodness sake, what is it? Your bug collection. And I thought it was something to eat.
Well, if you're a frog, I guess.
Why, that's your most treasured possession. I can't accept this.
Sure you can. You gotta. When you like a person real well, like I do you, you want to give them something that you like, too. So you can enjoy giving it that much more. Isn't that right, Mr. Wilson?
That's right, Dennis.
And everybody knows it's much more fun to give than to receive. Isn't that right, Mr. Wilson?
That's right, Dennis.
I think this is the most wonderful present I've ever had in my life. And I'll never forget you for it.
Well, I gotta go now and study my arithmetic. Good night, Aunt Emma. I'll see you tomorrow before I go to school.
All right, dear.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mrs. Wilson. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Night. Eloise, I feel terrible.
Dear, you ought to. Now, I think you'd better go in there and talk to her.
Aunt Emma, there's something
stop sputtering, John. What is it?
Aunt Emma, I've been thinking. I've been behaving very badly since you've been here, and I'm sorry. And I want you to know that I don't want your money. I don't deserve your money. And Eloise and I will get along very nicely on what we have.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm glad you told me. I won't leave you my money as I was planning to.
You were planning to? But that letter to your lawyer about Dennis.
Oh, that. Merely instructions to send the child an old pirate sword of mine.
Then you weren't going to...
No, John. I wasn't.
What am I going to do? I laid awake all night worrying about it.
Well, you might as well relax, dear. I'm afraid there's nothing you can do.
Good morning, Mr. Wilson. Good morning, Mrs. Wilson.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Aunt Emma.
Oh, good morning, dear. And did you do that arithmetic last night?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on my way to school now. I'm studying long division.
Oh, by the way, in a few days, a package is coming for you containing a pirate sword that I was telling you about.
Boy, you mean I'm going to get to see it?
To see it? You're going to get to keep it.
To keep it? Thanks, Aunt Emma. Wow, did you hear that, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis. I think we'd better get started.
As for you, John, you still don't want any of my money, right?
That's right.
All right, then. I leave everything I have to Eloise.
Eloise?
John, must you be so clumsy? Yes, I'm leaving all my money to Eloise. She'll need a nest egg in her old age, having to take care of a clumsy dodo bird like you.
And Emma, that's very generous of you.
Jeepers, Mrs. Wilson, if you're going to get a lot of money, I'll come over and help you count it every night on account of I'm real good at arithmetic. Won't that be fun, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, that'll be peachy dandy, Dad.
Thank you. been a Screen Gems film production.